Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We're going to get back to our A-list interview in just a second. The theme song from Everybody Loves Raymond, and then our one-on-one interview with Patricia Heaton, who for so many years starred on that wonderful sitcom. You know, if you've been a long-time listener of the show, you know that we visited the set of Everybody Loves Raymond, had many interviews with the entire cast of the show, including our beloved Doris Roberts, who played Marie Barone, Ray's mother on the show, Peter Boyle, Ray Romano himself, Brad Garrett on the show, and also the long-suffering wife on the show, Patricia Heaton, who played Ray's wife, Deborah, on the program. She is one of the voices in the new movie that's called The Star, which is out right now. It's a new animated version of the story of the Nativity that is currently in theaters. We talked with her about that, but it wouldn't be a visit with our longtime friend if we also didn't talk a little bit of Raymond. Our old friend.
Won't go away.
Then we don't want you ever to go away.
I'm like the cockroach of TV. You cannot kill me.
We miss you from your occasional Everybody Loves Raymond visits to WGN.
Right.
In Chicago. Those were such fun days. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning for some reason. Raymond was on.
It's always on.
The Italy episode.
Oh, yes.
We're on. And
that's such a great adventure.
What a great show,
yes.
Number one. But I remember all of you telling me how much fun that was.
Yes, and you know, just as I get more distance from the show, I talk to people, and it's really held up as like the gold standard for multi-camera comedy writing.
Right.
It's taught in classes now, and it's so it was a honor to be a part of it. You kind of don't know when you're doing it that it's going to be that. But I always felt every script was better than the last and enjoyed all 9 and a half years.
It reminds me of the Dick Van Dyke Show, watching it that way, that these are timeless. You could watch these over and over.
Right.
You know exactly what's going to happen. You know the jokes.
Yes.
You know everything.
Yeah.
And you're still
laughing.
Laughing your head off.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the middle.
Yes.
How do you feel about this ending now? You must feel a little bittersweet about
it. It's not bittersweet. It's just there's a sweetness to every episode that we're doing this season because it's going to be our last. And so, you know, you're not taking anything for granted. But it's, you know, it's very long hours. It's, you know, 60 hours a week. And I feel like I think everyone has felt like we've really explored a lot. Certainly the kids have further to go because they're kids and they're just going out into the world. So there's probably more stories for them. And who knows? I mean, I would love it if ABC did some Heck holiday specials where we could come back together and sort of check in on the family at Christmas or in the summer.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Yes. Come back.
As iconic as the Brady
Hawaii.
Bunch. That's right. In Hawaii, please. Yeah. From your mouth to God's ears. Yes.
Yeah. And now Edith the Cow.
I know. I have all the glamorous roles.
You get the best role.
I know. And I really kind of got into this business because I really like dressing up. And now I've been two middle-class housewives and a cow. But it's, you know, to have the Christmas story finally come to the screen at Christmas time. It's, you know, if you think about it, it's a little bit surprising, but nobody's done this before.
Right.
And that's crazy, actually, that there hasn't been a nativity story, and especially one that's animated so that the kids go, the parents go, the grandparents go. You can see it multiple times. And I have a feeling this is going to be one of those holiday traditions for families is to watch this.
And usually stories about the nativity and stories about that time are a little bit dark.
I was remembering the, you know, Zeffirelli did Jesus of Nazareth, which I think it was originally run around the holidays, but it's a long, it was like a 8 or 10-parter or something.
Right.
And but that was the, you know, the whole span of Christ's life. It did have that nativity part in it. But I can't think of any other one that's ever done that. I mean, people would watch big biblical epics at the holidays, you know, whether it was the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. the Cecil B. DeMille thing. But we haven't had this, and I'm not sure why, actually. So I'm glad that I was able to be a part of it with such great voices, yeah. with Oprah and Tyler Perry everybody.
But, these faith-based films are, like, so underrated. And so successful every
right.
time one comes out. Right
well, now. There's definitely an audience. Listen, if you're a zombie lover or a vampire lover, you got tons of stuff to choose from. So with faith-based people need a little something too.
Yeah.
I'm a zombie lover. I think there is plenty of room to do a story like this that's not like a, you know, it is sort of children's in a way, but I think the humor is sophisticated enough. You know, Edith to me is very funny. She's like this very tired, put upon cow, which any mom, you just take your mom energy and you're there to do no research, you know, who gets no sleep, you know. So I think it's time that this happened, and so happy that I got to be a part of this incredible